with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is shortening the 50-day deadline he gave Russia's Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine.
I'm going
to
make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The president's announcement comes as the Ukrainian Air Force says that Russia fired another overnight barrage at Ukraine. Mr. Trump had threatened Russia with severe tariffs unless a peace deal is reached. The president's announcing a trade deal with the European Union. He says the agreement imposes a 15% tariff on goods imported from the EU, and the Europeans will no longer have to buy so much oil and natural gas from Russia.
The European Union is going to agree to purchase from the United States $750 billion worth of energy. $750 billion worth of energy. They are going to agree to invest into the United States $600 billion more than they're investing already.
And he says Europe will also buy a lot of military hardware from the U.S. Police in Traverse City, Michigan, holding a suspect in the weekend knife attack at a Walmart store. The suspect will face terrorism and other charges. Bystanders, one of them armed, collared the suspect until police arrived. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up 6 points. This is SRN News. New study asks American Muslims which political party they like.
The Pew Research Center's latest poll finds that followers of Islam favor the Democrats over the Republicans, but not by very much. The study also reveals that what Muslims most like about the GOP is its opposition to the LGBT agenda and its focus on encouraging traditional families. They particularly believe that the acceptance of transgenderism in the U.S. is a bad thing. President Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris split the Muslim vote evenly last year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia judge has allowed the children of three families in one county to attend school this fall without required vaccinations, which they are seeking religious exemptions from. This is the latest move in a showdown between Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey and the State Board of Education. Morrisey issued an executive order upon taking office allowing such religious exemptions. This is SRN News. The FAA investigating possible landing gear incident at the Denver airport.
Authorities say several passengers slid down an emergency slide of a smoking jet at Denver International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration says American Airlines Flight 3023 reported the incident during its departure from Denver Saturday afternoon. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was headed to Miami. One passenger tells KUSA-TV there was a big bang as the jet was increasing speed on the runway to take off, causing the pilot to hit the brakes. Airport officials say one passenger was injured and taken to a medical facility for treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
Law enforcement officials say all three people on a small twin-engine plane that crashed into the Pacific Ocean off California's central coast have died. The Monterey County Sheriff's Office confirming those fatalities. More details at SRNnews.com.